That's the worry. We can have Priya there somewhere, old Priya, telling his story to some youngsters there. That. I came to that temple there in Gothenburg and took over as the president of it, as they called it. The guy in charge. Because he... I'm speaking here, I put it in... This is the story, okay? So Pia's talking here. To those others that, you know, because I could see something, how a movement like this, which is built upon such a beautiful foundation, and I mean, What Srila Prabhupada gave is just wonderful. And it's about love and friendship and cooperation and bliss and happiness. So, what I learned from those two devotees, Sridharaswami Navi and Krishna Prabhu, that I took to heart, and they gave us books to read and lots of good information material which they collected, which I hope I could find again. I read it and I got convicted. My conviction was that when you have something that is really good, and you do it, you maintain it really good the way it should be, then people will come and like that and want to take part of maintaining and developing that. And that's how we started. That's how I experienced my first time when I came to the Krishna movement. More or less, some had then started to become the big popes and bishops and so on, but overall up here in the first years, it was just a gang working together to do something nice. Now, the conviction that they gave me, not only me, but I hope many of us, was that it's not only possible but natural that the Krishna projects and temples, which are here to serve the public, the general public, are receiving support, just like churches and temples and all over the world do, by, you know, the congregation, by people around it who feel that this is good, this is nice, this I want to support, this I trust. So it's all about that, it all comes down to that trust. And they said accountability and credibility, these are the pillars. So anyway, then we have our PO, he's now 30. What is it, 5 or something? Getting close to 40. And him, he's sitting there in a little radio studio in Stockholm, which he's responsible for there, and speaks to someone about this, that, yeah, I mean, I'm not really a manager type, big temple president, but this place there should be easy to run. It's a building that is paid for already. And a little restaurant, not too difficult to handle. So, and then we can try and develop from this concept. And it should not be depending on some big, top, heavy guy who's good at everything and can push you around and do things right. But on that mutual friendship, respect, inspiration, yes, this is good. I want to help out. And which then means it should all come from the spreading of the knowledge that makes people convinced that this is good. But also the living of the knowledge, which even more convinces people that this is good. And that's what we should do. That's all we need to do. And so on. So everything was simple. And then we find him a couple of years later sitting there with a big temple, a big restaurant, a shop, all these activities going on, a radio studio, nice one. And wondering what happened. I didn't really try for this or desire or work for it or even worked against it, but it just came. So, when I say this now, yes, I think it came because Krishna, Mother Lakshmi, Father Narayan, the Gornitai, they saw that yes, now they are doing it right. They are responsible for taking care of this and they are working together with respect for each other. Now, I will inspire others to come and help. That's as easy as it is. Not that just God mystically needs to send some money or whatever, or give you some idea for some trickery to make the money. But as Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna provides. Don't worry. You take care, you maintain, you use it right, you treat each other nicely, respectfully, friendly. And you simply live happily. And Krishna consciousness, Satvik, balanced, clear-minded, with compassion, with tolerance, friendship, tikshua, karunika, so on. And therefore, and he could draw there now, I'm just basically sketching a presentation here. But yeah, here we are. And just as we did then, we're struggling, or you are struggling. I had enough of that. I had my struggle, whole life of it. And you can feel that, you will feel that struggle just like we did. But when you do things right, you will see things flourish. Mother Lakshmi blessing you. Krishna inspiring you. And the result will be not that here you are successful, wealthy, and a big, nice building, but here you are together. People coming more and more. Not to serve you and give you money, but to be together in Krishna consciousness and do nice things for Krishna together. Not serve the Pope or the priest or the whatever. Big Brahmana ruler, Ayatollah, Cardinal, but serving God together, goddess and gods. So that's why I start talking like this, because we have to build something successfully. I mean, I ran a couple of three companies, maintained myself on them. And I know by my mistakes, if nothing else, that to have success, you can go to start up your company. Education here in Sweden, they have them free. And then you learn, you have to have a good foundation. It has to be built upon pillars that actually work. And these pillars here are accountability, credibility, proper management, no sham, shady things. Especially not against devotees and the mistreatment of others by thinking oneself a real devotee, a big devotee, and the others as aspiring candidates. You never know. The simplest boy or girl stepping in the temple, but others may think, oh, that's a stupid one. Well, can be a coward boy that's coming to have a little fun, or a coward girl. They are sometimes not so sophisticated as the big city people, right? You know, so one has to be careful. So that's the foundation. And that's what I was saying. Stop it. There's some temptation to just rush into the techniques for how to make people to donate, because we want the cash fast. But this is a congregation of devotees working together to serve Krishna. Everyone has her own inspiration and way to contribute. And when we do, when we stop thinking about the power and the profits and the this and the that, me bigger than you, and simply serve Krishna together, not by pushing each other. Now you have to work for us here. Serve Krishna the way we say you should, and when, and how much. No. Krishna has a plan, we used to say that, for every one of us. That's my conviction. Each and every one of us has a meaning in our lives. What I should do in my life to really be happy and satisfied and do something really good and nice. So we just help each other to realize that. Call it self-realization. For this life to realize our dharma, what we are here to do, and do it with Sanatana, within Sanatana Dharma, meaning it's part of the bigger me, the real me, what I want to do. In other words, stepping out of the, waking up from the dream where I'm acting in a bewildered state following this whim and then the other whim. But getting steady, look, this is me. This is who I am. Jivarasarupaya Krishna Nityadas. And in this life, this is what I shall do. This is my service to God. This is my purpose. And when you do it for God, then you're watering the roots of the tree, and then everyone else around you will be happy also. And real happiness is to be among friends. Love. And that's what bhakti is about.